Great. Good afternoon. Welcome, everyone, to this amazing, inspiring meeting in the middle of the day. To learn Torah in the middle of a busy workday is a very special Kiddush Hashem and a very special opportunity. Every time I have this chus to join, I'm always nispal from the people who join, and it's really a wonderful project, and Ashreichem to those who run 5 minutes of Torah for running such a beautiful program. I want to share with you a brief thought related to the Parsha, but also very much related to current events. And by current events, I don't only mean things that are in the news right now, which it is true about that as well, but current events in the sense that they are always current. They are events that are always current, they are events that always affect us, and they are recurring themes throughout the history of the Jewish people. We know the Pasuk tells us that Yaakov Avinu returns across the Yarden to try to grab some of his pachim ketanim. When he's there, he's confronted by Saro Shel Esav, by this mysterious mystical creature who represents Esav, and they engage in a battle, they engage in a fight, they wage a war against each other, and we learn so many lessons from this war, and it's worth it to look in the Mefarshim and to look in the later Achronim as well, to see the messaging, to see the hints as to the struggles that the Jewish people and each individual face throughout history following that battle and mimicking that battle. It's almost like a Maisa Avos, Simon Levanim, on so many of the wars that we've had to wage over the course of history. But one particular note that I'd like to bring out from a word in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vayevaser Yaakov levado, Vayeavek ish imo ad alos hashachar. That Vayeavek ish imo, what does it mean, Vayeavek ish imo, vav yud aleph veiz kuf? What does that mean, Vayeavek? So the truth is, if you look throughout Tanakh, Rav Hirsch points this out, Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch points this out, if you look throughout Tanakh, the word avak does show up. Avak means dust. It means the thin particles of dirt that when you throw them in the air, they kind of evaporate and dissipate, not really evaporate, but float because they're so light. They stick to people. That's what avak means. You do find that in Tanakh, but this is the single instance in all of Tanakh and all of biblical literature where you find the word vayeavek, me'avek, a verb of avak. What does that mean in this context? So Rashi offers us two opinions. One of them is vayis kasher, that they sort of connected. We'll talk a little bit more of that soon. The other possibility, what Chazal bring up, is that they made the dust of the earth kick up. They kicked up the dust of the earth, vayeavek. They were kicking up the dust while they were fighting. And that's also supposed to be representative of the fact that this battle would float all the way to Shemayim and in having an impact on Shemayim, the upper worlds, as well as the rest of history. But the Ramban says something so fascinating here. And if you look in Rav Shem Shemofar Hirsch, you'll find a similar idea. But the Ramban says the word vayeavek really means something different. It really means what it sort of sounds like, but it's not the letters you find in the Psukim. The Ramban says that vayeavek might be from the Lashon of Chibuk. Chibuk, ches, veiz, kuf, means to hug, to come together, to wrap one's arms around another person, to hug, to embrace. That's chibuk. Now this word is avak, vayeavek, aleph, veiz, kuf. So really it's not the same word. But the Ramban points out that in many places in Shas you find this, that the word aleph, and the letter aleph rather, and the letter ches can sometimes be interchanged based on the dialect that they use in the Gemara. The aleph and the ches can often be interchanged, or sort of the aleph can be, this ches can be swallowed up by an aleph. So that's a normal, that's normal procedurally in the dialect of Hebrew. And because of that, he assumes that it might be true in the Lashon of the Kra also, it might be true in Psukim as well, that sometimes you'll have an aleph that really is supposed to represent the ches. And in this case, the vayeavek ish imo should really be read vayechabek, vayechabekehu, that the two of them hugged, they embraced. Yaakov and the Saro Shel Esav, representing Esav and all of his descendants, embraced, they hugged. Now what in the world does that mean? We know the Psukim are telling us they fought. We know they're telling us they fought. So it's true. When you have two people wrestling, so you sometimes, if you pause the frame and you show it to people, other than the fact that they're both wearing spandex and look crazy and have eyes, their eyes look like they're ready to kill the other person, other than that, you might think they're hugging, you might think they're embracing, they're wrapped around each other, that's true. But we know what's going on, they're fighting, right? They're waging war, they're battling. So why does the Pasuk here, of all places, the Torah has other words, milchama, other words for battle, for fighting. So I overhear all of a sudden it's vayeavek, it's about hugging, it's vayechabekeyu, like the Ramban says, like Rav Shamshon Rav Hirsch also says. Why is it about clinging together, which we said before, even Rashi was pointing out, vayeskasher, that vayeavek means to hug, to come close, to join together, to embrace in that way. So I saw there was a Rosh Kol in Eretz Yisrael who said the following Dvar Torah, and I think it's so important. We know that the Psukim Yaakov describes Esav as two things, Esav and Achi, my brother, Esav. And the Beis HaLevi, famously, Rabbi Yosef Beryl Soloveitchik, he explained that Esav comes to attack the Jewish people, the Goyim come to attack the Jewish people in two ways. Sometimes they represent themselves as an Esav, as an enemy, as someone who's external, outside of us, who's trying to break in, to breach the walls, to kill us, to destroy us. That's the form of anti-Semitism we're most familiar with. That's an Esav who's coming to attack us. But sometimes Esav attacks us as Achi, as our brother. He tries to blend in, he tries to come close to us, he tries to absorb us, he tries to give us a hug. And sometimes we confuse that hug and we think it's really an embrace, But that hug is really a chokehold. That hug is really an attempt to strangle us, to bring us so close that we get swallowed up, we get absorbed, and we forget our own identity. There are two types of battles the non-Jews will wage against us, the people who hate us. Anti-Semitism means we hate Judaism. There's two ways to attack Judaism. You can attack Yiddishkeit by trying to destroy it, by trying to cut it out, by trying to obliterate it, or you could destroy it by trying to swallow it up, by giving it a big, fat hug, which really results in strangulation, which really cuts the Jewish people off entirely, absorbs them into a secular culture that is not theirs, that is foreign to them, and makes them disappear. Says this Rosh Kol and Yisrael of Simcha Maimon, he said, that's the pshat in this pasuk, Vayi'avich Ishimo. Esav was representing all the battles that we would wage with the secular culture, with the non-Jewish world for the rest of history. And it's a fight, it's a war, it's tooth and nail, it's wrestling. But it also sometimes is a hug. It's an embrace. It's an embrace which really is a chokehold. And if we don't pay attention to that, if we don't realize that the vayeavik, that hug, that embrace, that coming together that looks like, it feels like we're being warmly embraced by the other culture outside of us, if we don't stop and realize that that really is going to strangle us, that will be our end, then we will lose that battle. We can fight as hard as we want, but if we don't realize there's a war going on, we're going to lose the battle. That's what Chanukah is all about. Chanukah was not a war to destroy the Jewish people physically. That's pointed out a million times over. It was a war to destroy the Jewish people from the inside out. The Yevanim were not looking to kill off the Jewish people. What were they looking to do? To absorb them, misyavnim. They were looking for assimilation. They were looking for us to go into their culture, to forget our identity, to forget who we are, to be so hugged and so embraced by the secular culture that we are not Jewish anymore. They didn't have to do anything else. They wouldn't have to lift a finger. True, it resulted in them making gezeiras to try to take away our Torah, to try to take away our bris milah, but all of those were just a goal of making us feel more like them, making us feel loved and cared for and part of their culture. There are two types of anti-Semitism out there. The news and a lot of press about one type of anti-Semitism, which is extremely dangerous, and we have to be on our guard, and we have to be careful, and it's a tremendous threat, where people hate us, and they have hate speech, and they attack us, and they try to kill us, and that will be forever Esav Sones Yaakov. But there's also another type which is sometimes more insidious and more dangerous and can really seep in and creep into our homes. And that's the anti-Semitism of Vayi'avik Ishimo, the hug, the embrace, which is really a chokehold. What do we allow into our homes? What culture are our children being raised with? What do we embrace when we're in the office or when we're out of the house? What is it that we're hugging? What is it that we're embracing? And if we're being hugged too tightly, are we really losing a battle that we didn't even realize we were waging? So as Chanukah approaches, and as we pay attention to the Psukim, this week's Parsha, let's at least note that every hug might be a chokehold. Let's at least note that every fight is really something that's just going to last of all eternity, that's represented in this Parsha, that's represented by the War of Chanukah, but it's something we have to be completely on guard for and realize that if our guard is not up, we might be swallowed up. And B'siyat D'Shmaya, if our guard is up, then we can separate ourselves and we can make ourselves Yiduim and known and Mitzuyanim Sham, people who stand out, who have an identity, who have a culture. Then Amir Tashem, with the Kaddish Baruch Hu's help, will win that battle, and we won't lose to the Vayavik Ishimo of Esav.